In your opinion, why do you think Venerable Moggallana is most often portrayed in the suttas as a bit of an idiot / highly impractical, while Venerable Sariputta is portrayed as wise and skillful? Both were the Buddha's leading disciples. Is this possibly a result of translation, translator's view, or is it so in Pali also? Actually, Moggallana, I think, if anybody gets a bit of the short end of the stick, it's sometimes Ananda, because he's a bit of a fall guy sometimes. Moggallana is oftentimes very well. One is with all his psychic powers, and he's there's a certain spectacular quality, and he's also sometimes involved in sorting out problems within the Sangha, so he's both trusted as well as proactive in dealing with Sangha matters. There is sometimes, I'm not so sure, I'm not so familiar with Mahayana suttas. Certainly Sariputta often is in Mahayana suttas is oftentimes portrayed as he's certainly the fall guy, sometimes. I'm not sure how Moggallana comes across in Mahayana suttas. But I think Moggallana, I'll also say that Aniruddha there's a passing comment one time where Ananda has asked Aniruddha to sort something out and it didn't get done. And the Buddha sort of said, "Why did you even ask Aniruddha? You know what he's like. He's not interested in that kind of thing. I mean, he's just not interested in practical matters." I mean, it wasn't a criticism. It was just sort of, it was the wrong person for the job. I think one of the things is in the Pali canon, these people, these sort of great disciples, really come across as human to me. They have personalities. They have they're distinct individuals, and they're. There's a great sutta where Sariputta's sitting and meditating in the forest, and Moggallana sort of see Moggallana, who's adept in psychic powers, sees this scene unfolding where these two yakas, which are sort of like demons, they're non-human beings, and they're sort of walking along, going past. They see Sariputta sitting meditating in the forest. It's day before the full moon day, nicely shaved heads. And one of the yuccas says, "Look at that nicely shaved head. wow, I'd just love to take my club and wallop him over the head. And the other yakka sort of says, I wouldn't do that if I were you. These sons of the Sakyans, they've got some, they're pretty special sometimes. You know, be careful. So, I don't know. That's, God, look at that. That's a great target. I don't think I can resist. Or he goes on. Takes his club and wallops him over the head. And the description is, gives him a blow that could have sort of split a mountain. And Sariputta is sort of unmoved, and Moggallana has sort of seen this scene unfold, and Sariputta comes out of his meditation, and Moggallana says, how are you feeling today? He says, okay, got a bit of a headache today. He says, well, it's no wonder it's no wonder you have a bit of a headache. You know what just happened to you? There's these yakkas, and he tells them the scene, and says, this is amazing, this is wonderful, this yakka is able to give this mighty blow to Sariputta, and all he says is, I'm okay, I've got a bit of a headache though. And then Sariputta says, that's not amazing. What's really amazing to me is that you can see these things happening. He says, I've never seen so much as a mud sprite, let alone a yak or a dave or anything like that. That was that. And then the sutta sort of ends, and this is how it was, these great disciples sort of admiring each other's qualities.